employment opportunities, sewerage, car parking, rebuilding, and a commercial use of the harbour are the main items contained in this first progress report by the Porthleven Harbour and Dock Company. The commercial use of the harbour and employment prospects are closely linked and rely to a large extent on the ability of the company to persuade fishermen to use the facilities at Porthleven. These at the moment are limited, and discussions have commenced with a view to setting up a fish handling and processing installation with the possibility of a wider area of activity in the future. The inner harbour presents one of the major problems. Over the years, silt has accumulated to a depth of 5 to 6 feet and is estimated at between 30,000 to 35,000 tonnes. To clear this could cost as much as £60,000 to £70,000, which is a huge expense when set against current harbour revenue of a few hundred pounds per year. Although the harbour is the heart of Porthleven and is a protected structure, its care and maintenance involves very high expenditure, which, the report points out, cannot go on indefinitely being a drag on company funds otherwise available for the creation of employment and environmental projects. An active fishing presence, therefore, is an essential element of harbour viability. With reorganisation of the inner harbour must come realistic mooring charges for private boats and pleasure craft, and it's hoped that this will include many more visitors taking advantage of the amenities at Porthleven. For the first time on record, a marine survey of the harbour and its approaches have been made by well-known international harbour and dock consultants. The buildings around the harbour are in urgent need of attention. The first rebuilding project is on the harbour side itself, between Salt Cellar Hill and Bayview Terrace. New plans have been prepared and will shortly be lodged with the planning authority. The project comprises 9 houses, a restaurant and 2 maisonettes. The sole trader now remaining on this site will continue in business in premises on the harbour head, and planning of application for temporary change of use is already lodged with the planning authority. The pits and bumps along the harbour road running towards the pier have long since been a challenge to motorists. Well, now that the worst of the weather hopefully is behind us, it's intended to carry out temporary surface repairs followed by work of a more permanent nature once the projected rebuilding programme is completed. Car parking has always been a problem, which is further aggravated by the influx of summer visitors. Following discussions with the county highways and police authorities, the company has designated the park at Church Row for controlled car parking. And after further consultation with the responsible authorities, it's hoped that a fully comprehensive scheme will be in operation for the spring of 1979. The fact that 75% of all Cornish coastal sewage flows raw and untreated into the sea is of little consolation, and it's been estimated that a new village sewage disposal system would cost in the region of £1.5 million. Well, there's very little prospect of any immediate answer to this problem, but the company have had discussions with the appropriate authority and have made proposals to help alleviate the position. At the beginning of his report, the chairman, Mr. Trevor Osborne, stated that he was deeply conscious that Porthleven needed a lifetime of dedicated and constructive action by the company. He pointed out that it was not just a question of stone and slate, dilapidation and rebuilding, but one involving the lives and well-being of a whole community and the conservation of an area of immense natural beauty.